Mark, where are you going?
I'm going to find Melinda. She can't be that far away.
We don't know when she left. She could be in Taylorville by now.
Yeah, and she doesn't seem to understand that if the GC catches her, they'll probably kill her.
I know that.
And she could lead them right to us.
Trying not to think about that.
Later!
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 44, Life and Not-So-Life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I understand. We will keep the filthy Judahites here. Thank you. Goodbye.
Are they coming, Father?
Global community soldiers will be here to take your friends away in a few minutes.
Yeah, I see now. Friends, that might be a little strong.
And for that, I am glad. I have no desire for my Samuel to be exposed to your ideas. Watch them. I'll be right back.
Nice job setting us up there, Sammy boy.
Shh. Wait here a moment.
Yeah, actually, we were hoping we can go for a little walk.
What's he doing?
We gotta get out of here.
Tell me something I don't know. You think you could take Sam's old man if you had to?
If he's not pointing a gun at me, yeah, probably.
When they come back, I'll take Sam.
Hold on, here he comes.
You two must leave now.
What do you care?
I did not know my father was home. This wasn't part of my plan.
Are you kidding me? You want us to believe you didn't set us up?
When you get away, go to this address. They will help you. They're followers of Rabbi Ben Judah.
Sure, we'll go there right away. Just to make sure we arrive before the good handcuffs run out.
Trust me, you will be safe. Now you must leave before my father returns.
Yeah, how are you going to explain this to him?
I'll say you overpowered me.
Then this'll help.
Ah! Oh, nice touch, Lionel. Let's go.
What's going on in there?
This is Tango 3. Foot pursuit was successful. The suspect is in custody. We got her. Tango 3 out.
Why are you holding me here? I didn't do anything.
Just sit tight, young lady. If what you say is true, this'll all be over soon.
What was that?
Mind your own business. I'll be right back. Dispatch, this is Tango 3. We're going to go 10-6 here and check out a possible 10-15 in progress.
Great.
Hey, Melinda.
Mark, get me out of here.
Ever ride on a motorcycle?
They put handcuffs on me.
Slip them under your feet. Nice. Now, when we get to the bike, wrap your arms over my head.
Let's go.
Hey, come back here.
Any ideas on where we can go? The kid said the GC clamped down on the gym, and on that point, I actually believe him.
We don't have enough money for a hotel.
The GC are probably checking hotels anyway.
Yeah. We do have this address that Samuel gave us.
You trust him?
He helped us escape, Lionel. That's gotta be worth something.
Well, I guess that's all we got.
Well, this looks like the right block.
Herza Street. Number 7. This building is number 9.
Here's number 7.
You wanna buzz him?
Yeah, sure. I'll do it.
Uh-oh. We got company.
Where?
Grain car at the end of the block. It came around the corner when you hit the doorbell.
Come on, let us in.
They're coming closer.
You think he set us up?
It wouldn't be the first time.
We fell for it again.
Looks like GC plates on the car.
Think we can run?
To where?
I don't know.
You call it.
I say we step inside.
That was close.
Now where do we go?
I suggest you step into the elevator.
What?
Now, if you please.
Yeah, I think he holds this.
Who sent you?
A kid named Samuel Goldberg. He said you were followers of the rabbi.
Did he? Push number 12, please.
I knew I should have stayed in Chicago.
Sit.
Who are you? What is this place?
My name is Jamal. You are in my home.
Wait a sec. You got the mark on your head.
You're a believer? So what's with the Rambo routine in the lobby?
We needed to make sure you hadn't been followed.
There was a car out in the street.
A routine GC patrol. Nothing to worry about.
Wow. You guys seem pretty squared away.
The subtleties of your language escape me. Now that we know you are friends of Ben Judah's, I have some good news for you.
That would be a nice change.
What is it?
Rabbi Ben Judah escaped from Israel safely. He is back wherever he has been living, looking forward to updating his webpage.
Very cool.
We know some people that are arrested when they raided the university gym.
They will likely be questioned and released. My contacts will keep us informed. Now, if you care to, you may get some rest.
That would be great.
Nada will show you to your room.
Follow me, please.
Tell me where the rabbi is, and all this will quickly be over.
Bernard's Crossing. He's in Bernard's Crossing.
He is?
Today's Friday. On Friday, the rabbi sleeps late.
Hey, get up. I have not given you permission to die. You have more questions to answer. Get up!
Why are you stopping?
Yeah, we should be safe under this bridge for a little while.
How are we gonna get these handcuffs off?
I'm still working on that. We have some tools back at the schoolhouse, but...
Relax. I didn't tell them about it.
Well, that's a plus, I guess.
Ow! Watch it. You almost hit my thumb.
Hey, I could always leave the handcuffs on.
Okay, I won't say anything else. Please, keep trying.
All right, quiet.
Nobody could have seen us. We're too far under the bridge.
Look out!
Hey, what are you doing down here?
None of your business.
Looks like you're not the only one hiding from the police.
Does that motorcycle work?
Works for us. Hang on. You look familiar. Do I know you?
That's GC Correctional jumpsuit she's wearing. I doubt that you know her.
No. She used to live with a friend of mine named Bruce.
Bruce Barnes?
Yeah, who are you?
My name's, it's Janie.
Janie, that's right. You framed Vicky and got her in a lot of trouble.
Vicky? Is Vicky okay? I'd love to see her. She'd be so happy.
To see you? I doubt it.
I've changed. She'd want to know about it.
Changed?
Yeah. Like religious now.
Oh, really?
Great. Another one.
What? Coming!
There is a phone call for you, Judd.
Me?
Come with me.
I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Nada. The phone is right in here.
Thanks.
Judd, I do not appreciate taking phone calls in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't get it. Nobody knows where I am. Hello?
Judd, you must listen carefully.
Samuel?
Yes. First of all, I want to meet you and your friend. I need to talk to you about some things the rabbi was saying.
Okay, we can do that. What else?
You said you were trying to meet up with, Mitchell Stein?
Yeah, what about him?
Well, I have bad news.
Like what?
My father spoke to the police earlier. Your friend is dead.
Conrad!
I'm up here.
What are you doing up here?
Oh, this place is great. I love it up here. This bell tower is nice and quiet. I can read pages I printed from Sion's website.
It's getting dark.
I have a flashlight.
Now, how come boys always have flashlights with them?
Hold a second. Step over there again.
Where? Here?
Back a little further. Did you feel that? The floorboard moved like there's something crammed under it.
Yeah. Feels like a teeter-totter.
Stand on that end. I'll pull it up from down here.
That was easy enough.
This tower is probably over 100 years old.
Well, shine your light in there. What is that?
It looks like the edge of a little safe or something.
It's in some kind of a box under the floor.
Pop a couple more boards up. There. All right, let me try and pull it out. Whoa, it's heavy.
Here, let me help.
All right, watch your hands.
suppose is in here?
Not a clue.
Well, that's all we need. Another mystery.
Very well. Good. Keep me posted.
What'd they say?
Is Mitch dead?
Lionel, please come with me. Judd, you will need to stay here.
Do they know if he's dead?
It seems he is. Lionel, now, please.
All right. I guess I'm going. See you, man.
Be careful.
You look nervous.
No. Lionel's... I'm fine.
Relax. Your friend will not be fed to the lions.
Lions?
You are nervous.
Okay, I'm nervous. We're in what to me is a foreign country. My friend just walked out the door, and lately it's been a little hard to tell who's working for who here.
They would be safe. My father, who happens to be one of the good guys, has many important friends.
Good. Good. Maybe he can find someone to help us get home.
Are you in a hurry to leave?
I'm just saying, maybe. Well, not exactly.
Good.
So what is this place we're going to?
It is a funeral parlor, run by a friend of mine.
Terrific, because I love funeral parlors.
Okay, this is it. You wait in the car until I signal you.
Okay. God, I know you got a plan of your own, but if this could all be a big mistake, that'd be cool with me. All right, here we go.
We're riding in the hearse. Get in the back.
Say what?
We must hurry. Get in the back.
I don't believe this. Okay, I'm working on doing what I'm told here, but I'm not big on hanging out with dead bodies, okay?
Think of it as just another wooden box.
Nah, I'm thinking of it completely as a casket, and I'm not good with caskets.
In that case, we should open it.
What? Not gonna happen.
I want to know how badly he was beaten. Help me open the box and we'll have a look.
Hey, you help yourself. Yeah. How does he look?
Not good. Take a look.
Whoa. It's like they really wailed on him.
I'm sure you've looked better as well, my young friend.
Whoa, what?
What's the matter, Lionel? You look as though you've seen a ghost.
Great. I'm in Israel with a hearse full of pranksters.
So hang on, you found this under the floorboards?
Yeah, in the base of the bell tower.
Looks like it's been there for years.
Now if we could just figure out how to open it.
Wow, is it heavy?
Big time. Why?
Well, that would be great.
What would?
If that thing was full of diamonds.
Oh, diamonds.
Yeah, diamonds. Because that would be useful to us here.
Hey, boys like flashlights, girls like diamonds.
All right, I'll remember that.
So, when they found out I was from America, they decided to question me.
I'm guessing they asked about Sion?
That's all they asked about. They didn't get anything out of me, though.
So that's why they beat you, huh?
They beat me so bad that I passed out. They must have thought I was dead, because when I woke up, I was in the funeral parlor.
The one benefit of so many arrests is that they don't always bother to check your pulse. God then delivered you into the hands of colleagues.
No argument from me.
Jamal, I appreciate your hospitality, but I think it's time we start figuring out how we're going to get home.
That would probably be best.
Has anyone heard from Taylor Graham?
Yeah, sort of. I'm sure he'd take us home for the right price.
Yeah, and I'm sort of broke.
Yitzhak and I hid my money at the university before we were arrested. There's more than enough there.
I would be willing to collect the money for you.
No, you will not.
But I
will not allow it. And that is final.
Yes, Father.
I wouldn't recommend that Nada go to the university.
She shall have no part in any of your plans. Is that understood?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all good. I'd be happy to get the dough.
I can do it, too.
Well, I think Lionel blends into the population better than you do, Judd.
Make your plans. If you will excuse me, I'm going to bed.
Good night.
And thank you.
Wow.
What set him off?
Yitzhak let me in on some of the info on Jamal and his family.
Like what?
Jamal's wife and daughter were the first to believe. His son Kasim was less accepting of Christianity.
Son? I didn't know he had a son.
He doesn't anymore. Kasim was convinced that Nikolai Carpathia was the savior of the world. He went to New Babylon and volunteered to be a GC guard.
Bet that didn't go over so well.
He was assigned to the main building where Carpathia's offices were.
Let me guess, the earthquake?
And they never found his body.
That would probably make me a little protective of my only daughter, too.
I'm sure Jamal will help us. But we should never include Nada in our plans.
Yeah, Zeke, it's a safe. About 2 feet by 2 feet. Uh-huh. Well, it feels like it's full of something. It took two of us to carry it. So, in the history of the school here, was there ever, like, a diamond factory or something or other like that? I don't know, just wondering. Okay, we'll try. Okay. Thanks, Zeke. See you soon. Bye.
What do you have to say?
Well, he doesn't know what it is, but he's okay with us trying to open it if we want.
Ooh, that should be fun.
Hey, you guys, look what just crawled in.
Mark!
In the flesh. But wait, there's more.
Hi.
Melinda! I'm glad you're safe. When you left...
Hang on. We're not done yet.
Hi, Vicky.
Janie?
Don't just stand there with your mouth hanging open. Don't you have a hug for an old friend?
Sure.
Is this the building you stayed in?
Yeah, that's the gym.
Now, you know the plan.
The money is in the fire extinguisher case in the men's locker room.
And you have the keys I gave you?
Right here.
Take my phone as well. You may need it.
Thanks.
Now go.
So far, so good. Spoke too soon. Okay, there's the extinguisher. Man, it's a glass case. Guess I have to use a towel. Better make this quick. Yeah?
Lionel, you gotta get out of there. The place is crawling with GC guards.
I gotta get the money.
It's not there. They already found it. You gotta move.
It came from in here.
Uh-oh.
What?
I got company. I gotta go.
I'm sure it came from in here. It sounded like breaking glass. Yeah, there it is. They went for the fire extinguisher.
God, give me speed.
Hey! Stop him! Stop!
Yeah, right! Now where to go?
Over here!
Get moving! I'm in! Let's go, go, go! Got there, the money was already gone.
Samuel told me the GC already had it.
If it weren't for Jamal's driving, we never would have gotten away.
I have a fair knowledge of the streets of Jerusalem.
This necessitates a change of plans.
Maybe Taylor and Hasina will be foolish enough to take an IOU.
What do you mean?
The way people are disappearing these days, letting someone owe you long term isn't the wisest bet.
I hear that. But it can't hurt. I'll give them a call.
I got the first load of wood here. Where do you want it?
Let's start stacking it against that wall.
Too bad more of the rooms don't have fireplaces.
Oh, come on. That would make it too easy.
How's the crew outside?
Well, Charlie chops wood like a lumberjack. Janie complains like a...
Like a what?
I don't know. I started that way and then drew a blank.
Well, with Janie, whining is kind of a way of life. But I'm kind of wanting to check out this religious thing she's been talking about.
Yeah, you better. Sounds pretty wild. Mother Earth, higher beings, spirit guides, that kind of stuff.
Well, the obvious point being she doesn't have the mark.
Well, when this sunlight judgment hits, we should have plenty of time cooped up inside to get all the colorful details.
Just what I wanted, to be cooped up with Janie. It'll be like Northside all over again.
Mitch, you got a second?
Yeah, what's up?
Have you noticed anything going on with Judd and Nada?
What do you mean by going on?
Well, they just seem to be spending a lot of time together.
So? They're the same age. they have things in common.
And she's really easy on the eyes, if you get my drift.
Yeah, I see where you're going. Even if it is true, so what?
I'm just worried that she might mess up his head. Not intentionally or nothing. But he might not be as willing to talk about going back home.
Maybe we should leave this in God's hands.
Lionel, there is a phone call for you.
Please tell me it's Taylor Graham.
It is the boy. Again.
Okay, thanks. Hello?
Is this Judd?
It's Lionel.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, what's up, Sam?
I've been thinking about what the Ben Judah kids said before they were killed, and what the rabbi has been saying on his webpage.
Yeah?
It kind of makes sense.
That's because it's nothing but the truth.
Yes, but my father wants...
Sam, you gotta stick with the truth, even when it's hard.
But see, I believe that if I do the right things, I will get into heaven someday.
That ain't how it works.
But that's part of it, right?
Not so much, Sam. The truth is, there's nothing you can do to win points with God, except for one thing.
What's that?
You need to accept Jesus as your Savior. Believe that He is God and that He took care of your sins for you.
That's it?
You're saying that sounds easy?
Yes. Well, and no. But I still want to do it.
Cool. Then all you gotta do is pray a simple prayer. You ask God to forgive you of all the sins you've done. Tell Him you believe Jesus came to die for those sins. Then ask Him to take control of your life. But check this out. Don't pray it if you don't mean it. Sam, you still there?
I'm praying.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, now what?
All right, ask Him to save you and make you a new person.
Yeah, I did that.
Awesome. That's cool. We're brothers now.
How can I know it worked?
Dude, all you need to do is go find another believer and check out his forehead. If you see a cross there, then you know it worked.
So that's what you are always looking for on people?
Yep.
That's cool. And my dad won't be able to see it?
Only believers can see them. And you may be surprised how many you'll run into.
I look forward to it.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah?
Welcome to the family.
Man, that is awesome news.
Maybe that's why God's kept us hanging in Israel so long.
That is very good news.
All the same, you better try Asina again. Try and get us a ride home.
Yeah, can I use your phone?
If you must.
Yeah, at least it's ringing this time.
That's cool. It's been busy since yesterday.
I'm not ready yet, Taylor.
Asina? This is Judd. What's going on?
Judd! I can't talk now. We're leaving.
What happened?
Taylor attacked a GC power station. It didn't go quite like he planned it.
Where is he now?
On his way here. The GC are right behind him.
Where are you going?
Spain. Taylor has a friend there. Taylor!
Is he okay?
Stay on the line!
Help here. Been shot.
What's going on?
Taylor's been shot.
Great.
They hit an artery. I've already lost a lot of blood.
I can make a tourniquet. Give me your belt.
Get out of here. Run!
I'm not leaving you.
Nobody move!
Stay back. Stay back or I will blow up this entire airfield.
She's got a detonator. Hold your fire.
Okay, boys, here's the deal. Beneath the field are tanks of jet fuel. Attached to them are Claymore mines. If you don't leave immediately, we're gonna light the whole place up.
You'll only be killing yourselves.
And a whole bunch of you grunts as well.
You're guilty of attempted assassination of GC personnel. It's not like we're gonna let you walk out of here.
I'll give you to the count of five to back up. One. Two.
Drop the detonator.
Three. Taylor, I really do love you.
Now you tell me.
Four.
Murderers!
Get the detonator!
Five.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.